All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to get into something pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of a religious topic, but with a little bit of a geographical twist to it.
A fascinating one.
Yeah, a fascinating one.
It is, yeah.
So basically,
yeah.
If you're familiar at all with Seventh-day Adventists,
mm-hmm.
They observe the Sabbath on Saturday.
Right.
But there are these pockets in the South Pacific, like Samoa,
yes.
Tonga,
Tokelau, Wallis and Futuna.
And I think parts of Kiribati.
That's right.
Where they actually observe it on Sunday.
Yeah. And it's not just like some kind of splinter group or anything like that. This is fully sanctioned by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah. It's like official.
It's totally official.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, what's going on here?
Right.
So the book that we're looking at today that kind of explains all of this is The Sabbath, Samoa, and the International Dateline.
Right, by Amos Dowell.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. This guy, Amos Dowell.
Yeah.
He's originally from New Zealand, but he actually moved to Samoa.
Yeah, he's quite the character.
Yeah.
He's a lay preacher, an elder in the church, and has lived a very interesting life.
Yeah.
Not only lived in Samoa, but also in places like Easter Island and Tokelau.
Really?
Yeah. And he's a real polyglot. Like, he knows a whole bunch of languages.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
Yeah. So he kind of brings this really fascinating perspective
to
this whole topic of the Sabbath.
So I guess maybe just to start off for anyone who maybe doesn't know.
Yeah.
Seventh-day Adventists observe the Sabbath on Saturday.
Right.
And that's like the seventh day of the week. And that's, you know, going back to the Bible, that's
a core
Sabbath.
Yeah, a core belief.
So how is it that they're doing it on Sunday in these places?
Well, that's where the International Dateline comes into play.
Right.
And all the kind of craziness of calendar reform and how that's affected things.
This is where I kind of get lost with the whole International Dateline.
Okay.
I know it's there. I see it on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how does that affect, you know, the actual day?
Okay, well, think of it this way.
Okay.
The International Dateline, it's basically like the global timekeeper, right?
Right.
It's the line that kind of decides where each day begins.
Okay.
So if you're going westward across the line, you gain a day.
Right.
And if you're going eastward, you lose a day.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Back in the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, when they were really trying to standardize time zones and calendars and all of that, that's when this whole thing with the International Dateline really started to come into play. And it created this weird situation where Saturday in Samoa was actually Sunday in some of the neighboring islands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so Seventh-day Adventists are there.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a minute. We're supposed to be observing the Sabbath on the seventh day.
Yeah.
But the dateline's making it all messed up.
Right.
So there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of debate within the church.
So what'd they do?
Well, ultimately, they decided, okay, we're going to sanction this Sunday Sabbath observance in these specific regions.
Gotcha.
Because it's not really about the day of the week itself, right?
Right.
It's about keeping that sequence of days to honor the biblical Sabbath.
So it's more about the order of days than the actual like name of the day.
Exactly, yeah. And it's kind of this really interesting example of how religious observance can adapt to cultural and geographical context.
You wouldn't think that like a line on a map would affect something.
That seems arbitrary.
So it makes a huge difference.
It does, yeah.
So I guess that leads to the question, are there any other places in the world or any other religions where something like this is happening?
Well, that's something for y'all to think about.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting.
How does geography and culture really shape faith and its observance?
Hmm. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thanks for joining me for another deep dive.
My pleasure.
We see you all next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.